Hello.
Hi, is this Susan?
This is
Hello.
Susan.
Hi, Susan. This is Sarah with Family First Care. I'm the staffer, and I actually have a caregiver who is ready to start with your mom. Would you like to meet her in person, or would you like to do a phone interview?
I think it would be good for her to come so that she sees my mom and that sees where she'd be coming to work.
Okay, perfect. She's about 13 minutes away from you in Telford. So what is a good time for her to come by? Can she come by in the morning, maybe?
Tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Okay, that would be fine. And then she can start on Monday.
Well, we have to wait until we have the authorization. We don't have the authorization from the insurance company yet. So we wouldn't be able to start until we have that. So we would need you to contact the service coordinator for your mom's case. What does she have? Keystone. So do you have their contact info? You need me to give it to you?
Yes, I do have. I call the guy who acts as a counselor.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
okay. You need to call him and let him know. I'm going to text you at this number with our corporate information because he's going to need some Keystone ID from you for our agency. And then, I would say that we probably wouldn't get the authorization before Monday. So I wouldn't do start a care until then. And it's for the 40 hours, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Yes. You don't want us to wait for the authorization and then meet her, or what is best?
We have to wait. Yeah, we have to wait until we have the actual authorization, unfortunately, when we're staffing. If it was a family case, that would be different, but we need to make sure that everything is fully there and so that we don't have any issues with paying the caregiver. Okay.
I'd say maybe we'll get the authorization first. And then we can meet. We can set a date for to meet.
Okay, if you'd like to do that, that's fine.
Yeah,
okay.
I think that's better. At least she knows this is for sure. She's going to get the job.
Okay. Well, she's going to wait for on whatever you say. So I'm going to let her know. And then once we get have them send the authorization as soon as they can. And then as soon as I get it, she can start with you. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to call the guy right now. I don't know whether it's what time. Oh, it's past 5.
Yeah, so he probably won't be until tomorrow. It's not a big deal. Okay? I just think with the holiday, and Keystone usually takes about 4 days for us to see the authorization, so I just want to make sure that there's no backup, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Susan. And this is my direct number. If you have any questions or need any help with anything, feel free to give me a call, okay?
And the name is Sarah?
Sarah, yeah.
Just like my mom. My mom is Sarah.
Oh, yeah. I'm Sarah, no H, though. I don't have an H.
Oh, just S-A-R-A.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I think it's good. Let's see how I'll call. In the morning, actually, I'll send him a text with your information.
Yes.
And then I'll maybe call him tomorrow if he's working.
Yep. And you can have him call me to confirm anything, okay?
Yes. You're working tomorrow, right?
Yes. I'll be here tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much. Then
Susan.
After it's clear, then we can meet the caregiver.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye.